Hey guys, it's John. Before we get into the beginning of this podcast and the intro and all of that, I want to explain what you're getting over the next few days. You see, this is, as you can tell by the title, a farewell episode for Jay and Jam, who are going off to do a podcast for The Athletic. Now, we decided to get together in person for a podcast to kind of wrap it all up. And what ended up happening was we went for like 2 hours because that's what we do. We love just hanging out and talking basketball and all of that. So we did our annual Pick Every Game podcast, which was a lot of fun. We also did a kind of farewell, goodbye, reminisce thing. So I'm just going to do it in order. The first thing we did was a goodbye kind of Rain and Jay's is done thing. And then we decided to pick every game. So Monday podcast is the reminiscing. We're just going to do it in order. We're going to reminisce. We're going to kind of say what we got to say. We'll do the Tuesday, Wednesday podcast as the picking every game in two pieces kind of thing. And then Thursday, Friday, I will figure out the next step of this podcast. And I'm going to save all that what's next for this podcast for Thursday, Friday. I'm staying. Locked On Celtics stays. I'm staying. We'll still put together a pretty good podcast, I hope. I hope you stick around. I hope you can find room in your life for both podcasts. So I just wanted to explain that up front and talk about what you're getting, because some of the breaks, some of the way it's split up might be a little different than usual. It might not exactly be seamless. So I wanted to give it to you guys in a few different pieces because that's better, easier to consume than literally like we talked for an hour, I think an hour and 40 minutes. So we'll split it up. We'll do one today. We'll do the game by game stuff Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday it'll be me talking about what's next and getting us set up. I think in the last podcast, I may have mistakenly said that Monday is media day. It's next Monday that's media day. So next week, the season begins in earnest. So new season, new beginnings for the Locked On Celtics podcast. But obviously, Jay and Jam and I are going to be around covering the Celtics, going to all the games and all of that stuff. So it's just great to have some growth. And now you get two podcasts instead of just one. It's going to be different. Hopefully it's going to be just as good. And I hope you enjoy it. So now here's Millie's and the 2 hours of madness that ensued.
So hype right now. Anything's possible. I'm on mama. I'm on my lady, ma. Anything's possible.
Rain and Jay's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Ooh. This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, 17 banners. Yeah. Way up in the rafters, Jay King, John Corrales, and Sam Jam Packard. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global, but it got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly, Rainy J's.
Welcome back. This is the Locked On Celtics podcast with the Rain and Jays. I'm John Corrales of Mass Live, joined by Jay King, who is here, of The Athletic. Samuel Jamison Packard III.
Jam!
Also known as Ladies Love Cool Jam.
Jam!
We're doing this in person, together, for a special yet really terrible reason.
It's a sad motherfucking day.
So this is the final Locked On Celtics with the reigning Jays. Because two of the Jays are being poached by The Athletic. One is already with The Athletic. Jay and Jam are both going to do their own podcast with The Athletic. So I want to start by saying, fuck you guys.
Fair.
I have no reproach.
That's, I mean, not surprising, and it's gonna suck. I'm going to let you guys kind of let that sink in. And now that I'm going to be doing the daily podcast, and I'll talk tomorrow more about how the show will go. We'll figure something out with the show and everything. But yeah, this is kind of shitty. I'm not liking this. So we're going to spend this whole time just kind of talking about, I don't know, nothing. This is our last podcast together, at least in the official Locked On podcast sense. I'm sure we're going to talk again and maybe even be guests on each other's podcasts. Ooh. Potentially. I don't know if our bosses are going to be into that, but you know, whatever. I don't know. You got anything to say for yourself, Jay King?
This is just a sad day, man. Like, when you think about all the podcasts we've done, I want to say we have become one of the best NBA podcasts out there. And granted, that's very much tooting my own horn.
Classic Jay King bravado of tooting your own horn. If there's been a running theme of this reigning Jays, it's been Jay King's high self-confidence.
But most of the time, I'm bullshitting. Most of the time when
When
I'm tooting my own horn, I am just saying BS that I don't actually believe. I actually want to believe that we've become one of the best NBA podcasts, certainly one of the best single team podcasts out there. And like, we've had a lot of fun over the years. I want to say we've built a lot of chemistry over the years. My father, I know, is torn up about the news that we will not all be podcasting together in the future. And I hope, I think that other people may feel the same way. Like, this is just it's a tough day. Like, it is a,
yeah.
It hurts. Yeah. It hurts.
No, it does. It sucks. I say way too often that our jobs, this industry, is very much like the sports that we cover. Like, we cover professional basketball. And
I'm Kevin Durant.
You are Kevin Durant. Yeah, I can't wait for more of that.
What does that make me, like a mid-level exception? Am I Boogie Cousins?
What would your equivalent be?
Just following, chasing that ring?
I'm actually more like Bismack Biyombo.
Wildly overpaid?
There you go. That's true. Yes. But this is the thing. Like, we're now, like, podcasting is so big, and we knew that The Athletic was going to be building up their podcast, and I knew it was just natural to have their guy go into that. So yeah, we're working. We're, as much as we have that good chemistry, just like basketball teams have that good chemistry, it's the NBA is professionals, and when free agency comes around, that's, you know, when the money comes around and an opportunity comes around that takes you to a different team, then it sucks because you like your teammates, but that you have to kind of be open to.
I may be like Evan Turner. I'm just kind of thinking about it now, and
we like Evan Turner. I think you're not Evan Turner.
The Celtics would have liked Evan Turner back,
but he got paid.
Evan Turner was like, "Hey, like, you know, I got
way too much money.
Sorry, guys,
gotta go.
I ain't coming back."
Right, right.
Jay has given me a full bag. Okay, yeah, I can think that's fair.
Okay, so yeah, so my hope is that this podcast, which I agree, like, I really like where this podcast has gone, how we've grown, all of that stuff. I hope that it's good enough that we've grown enough as podcasters and reporters and just in ourselves that we can...
And scumbag.
Right. And we can just...
I'm no scumbag. That's you.
And singular scumbag.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I hope that people will listen to both. I know I'm not going to go solo every show. It's not going to be just me. Like I'm going to figure it out for, you know, I'm not leaving Locked On Celtics. So I'm going to stay. We're still going to be daily. We'll bring in people that have been on kind of co-hosting while you guys weren't available. So Tom Westerholm will certainly join me from time to time. We'll do crossover shows. We'll do other stuff. So we hope to continue. I hope to continue to give you a really good daily podcast. And if you want to go follow these two losers over to The Athletic, then go do that and, you know, make them part of your semi-regular routine.
And so we're not going to try to recreate the daily thing because there's just no way we could do this the same thing. And I think that's one of the things that's cool is that we'll be able to... I've always talked a lot of big game about doing like extra stuff and doing like longer form pieces and narrative work, but I've never actually done it. But now that I actually have an opportunity to do it for The Athletic, maybe that will happen, but I don't know. I think the greatest accomplishment of the Locked On Celtics podcast was just like, you guys took me from a nothing to a guy who has almost 7,000 Twitter followers. You created a guy with three nicknames. I was just a guy toiling away on WEI.com at one point, and then you guys asked me to come in, and now Jam Packard's out in the world. So I'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity. There would be no Jam Packard if it wasn't for the reigning Jays. So I'm thankful for...
You changed your Twitter handle.
Yeah, I think the general world's probably thankful for the creation of Jam Packard. Okay, maybe I'm a scumbag.
So
but it's been fun. It's never been like you talked about it being more professional. Like, this is like a weird transition because it's never like there's money involved, but this always felt like hanging out and talking Celtics, and never it was like for the money. So it's always been cool in that endeavor, and it's kind of shitty that it has to change in that manner, but. It's been a good ride. I've enjoyed it. We are the best. I like make fun of Jay for being pompous, but like I've listened to a lot of NBA podcasts. Most people suck.
Yeah, I would stack us up against anybody, even if, you know, there are some great podcasts out there. Sound the more diplomatic one. So there are some great podcasts out there, but I think that we've kind of grown into what we started. Like this whole thing started when Jay called me up. I was living in New York at the time, and Jay out of nowhere was like, "You want a podcast?"
That sounds about what I probably said.
Hey, bro.
Bro, it's an emergency. We gotta go digital, bro.
Oh, God.
What was that pitch? Why did you want to get into podcasting so bad?
You were doing something.
I don't know
who you're working with.
I just thought podcasting might become a thing. And I just thought there was no one I'd rather podcast with than John Corrales. Like, no lie, I swear to God, like that was why I reached out to you in the first place. I'm kind of getting emotional. No, I swear to God I am.
I said I wasn't gonna cry.
So no lie, like when I always wanted to have a podcast because I thought podcasting would become a thing. And even before we had a podcast together, John and I, we podcasted like once or twice together. I was a guest on his. He was a guest on mine. And this is true. We did have podcasts. And I just thought if we did it together, it would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And turns out it was.
Yeah. Like, back in my Reds Army days, we did – like Chuck and I did a weekly – we called it the two-man game.
We need a name.
You need a name.
We do need a name. We have no name. Please submit recommendations for a new Athletic podcast name.
Don't submit anything good.
Nobody has yet.
No, but yeah, we did a whole thing. We were on Blog Talk Radio. Like, I always liked podcasting.
Did Igor invite us on?
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. Shouts to Igor, my mainest man.
I love Igor.
Way, way back, like, when Celtic Stuff Live was, like, the only one doing a regular show, like, I loved it. But see, I mean, I grew up in broadcasting. I went to Emerson for broadcasting. Like, this has always been my thing. So, you know, when I did radio there, like, I always wanted to have some sort of radio podcasting type of element to the site. So when, you know, that this has always been a natural thing that I've always wanted to do. So we went and did, like, the Blog Talk Radio thing for a while. I was actually co-hosting Celtic Stuff Live for a little while with John Duke. And it was right about that time when that kind of stopped.
Podfather.
Yeah, man. Shouts to him.
Give him the respect he deserves.
The dark days of Celtic Stuff Live when I was filling in. But like that went away, and it was right about that time that Jay hit me up. So we've been doing this prior to Locked On. I mean, God, that must have been like 4 years ago or so. Five, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time. And I like, there was a time when we used to do video podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. They were horrible. Nobody wanted to see our mugs up close while we talked about Celtics. And
but now, we can both pivot to video now. Now, everyone wants to see our mugs while we talk about the Celtics.
Right. Right.
Probably not true. But but there was a time when we did video podcasts. And there was a time when we were once a week.
Yep.
And then I actually am getting kind of sad right now.
Yeah, look,
I'm,
man,
legit sad.
Yep. Then Locke came along. I don't know how long we've been on Locked On.
But three seasons.
Has it been three?
The craziest thing is that I had never met you before whatsoever. And I think like the first time we met, it was like opening night of the season. I was living in Philly and it was like, all right, we're doing a podcast now. Like, yeah, after some game, it's like, okay, I guess this is it. It's kind of wild.
I'd met you before, right?
No, yeah, because I used to go to the games, but since he lived in New York, I'd never actually met Corral. So
right.
It was just like, okay.
The first time we met was in Philly. I was in Philly for a game, yeah.
But I think we'd been podcasting for like half the season before that point.
Right.
And it was just like, by met, I mean like the first time we talked, it was like we recorded a podcast that night. It was just like, this is the Locked On Celtics podcast. We're going daily. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wasn't sure how much like a weird person I was allowed to be. And so like the first season was definitely like many moments where it was like the best moments where I would say things and it would just be like pauses for 3 or 4 seconds where you both, one of you guys would just be like, yeah. And I think you guys have got adjusted to me being like generally going for goofs and bits at this point. But early on, I got a lot of joy out of the weirdness. And general uncomfortableness that I provided.
That's called building chemistry. That's like throwing a pass out of bounds. Like, okay, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, but if the guy who threw the pass out of bounds was then laughing afterwards, like, this is a good bit.
He just pretended to throw
the
ball out of bounds.
Let the record show that he pretended to make the pass.
Jam just acted out throwing a pass out of bounds.
Oh, see, now this is my biggest regret, that I've been back here for a year now, and this is only, what, the second or third time that we've been, that we came here to do this in person.
Yeah, I feel like we always meant to do this a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, we always wanted to.
Lazy.
We
just have lives, and our jobs are a lot, and Jam has a job in a different field, and Corrales and I both do Celtics, which sometimes means we work way too many fucking hours in 1 week, and so meeting up wasn't always feasible, and I do wish we had done this a lot more often.
Like, we live within 10 minutes of each other. Like, literally.
We did one in Vegas, and this is our second here.
Well, we did the Vegas podcast, yes. Back when Summer League was like tolerable.
And this is the second in the King apartment.
I think the first Vegas Summer League was another introduction of me being weird in person. You guys being like, oh, what the hell's Jam doing? Like, Jam's very drunk right now. We're like saying a lot of reckless things on the pod.
That was also when I thought of the nickname Young Honesty. which did not exactly stick.
No.
I also think there's a photo of me with a man bun.
Yeah, you did rock the man bun for a while.
We did see a certain Celtics player eating at the Hooters Casino, a.k.a. maybe, I guess we won't go into names on that one, but that was a fun trip.
It was. And I was also fat as dogs back then.
Fat as dogs?
So my brothers, that is a thing we say. No matter what we're comparing it to, we say it's fat as dogs, big as dogs, quick as dogs.
Gotcha.
Because there was some movie where someone said something as dogs, and we just thought it was just hilarious. And so we just adopted it.
All right, great.
It's like good breakfast.
Which is what this podcast is.
We are good breakfast.
You are Locked On Celtics, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Yeah, the Vegas stuff was... That was fun. But yeah, so my biggest regret is that we didn't get more of these in-person podcasts.
My biggest regret is we never did this in front of a live studio audience.
I know! That was the other thing that we were talking about doing. I even bought a banner.
Meanwhile, fucking Chris Mannix is having a podcast in front of a live studio.
He's selling tickets?
Yeah, but he got like Bob Ryan and Mike Gorman and Adam Himmelsbach.
Someone the other day asked me, he's like, who's your best guest you ever had on? I was like, I don't know. We didn't need guests. Like, that's not what we do here. Like,
no.
That wasn't part of the program.
We've had guests.
You guys had Mike Gorman on before I joined, and it was like very cool because Mike Gorman's the man.
Gorman's awesome.
But we haven't really done like that many guests. Other than, interviewed Brad Stevens.
We had Robert Parrish on.
Robert Parrish, too. That was cool.
Chief was awesome.
And
People should go listen to the Chief podcast. That's way back in the day.
And the Mike Gorman podcast.
Because those never got the same. Like, we blew up. Like, the numbers blew up much, much later. The Chief
Probably
podcast,
most of you have never listened to the Robert Parrish or Mike Gorman podcast.
Those were awesome. You should go back and listen to those two. Who else have we had? That's it.
I mean,
aside from, like, other writers and stuff like that, but.
We didn't need guests. We were the guests. We were the hosts. We were the guests. We were the motherfucking gods.
We were. We are. What were. We still are.
We still are. I still just... Jay threw around the phrase God a lot and was constantly talking about he was better than God, more famous than Jesus.
Bigger than God.
Yeah. I never said that. I just...
hyperbole for the joke.
But see, you can't... accuse me of disrespecting.
There was times when you like said things that people tweeted out later as like Jay's becoming sacrilegious right now.
There was actually one time when someone emailed the head of advertising or David Locke, and because I think I said I remember exactly what I said. Please earmuffs for your children.
Oh,
if any of your children are
that's
listening.
Okay. This is Jay talking. So if we're kicking him off the show after this anyway. So
if any of your children are listening, please earmuffs. I also, if any Christians or Catholics or anyone very religious is listening out there, please earmuffs.
I can't believe you're actually going to say this.
I was talking about the NCAA tournament, and I was saying the NCAA tournament is the greatest holiday out there. And I said,
God,
fuck Easter, fuck Christmas, fuck whatever God you pray to. And there was one person who emailed I think it was Locke, but it might have been somebody else, but they emailed and tried to get all of our advertising taken away because I said,
you said what you said.
Ridiculous. And
you were like very happy because you were. Gambled on that Wofford plus 32 and it hit.
No. The NCAA tournament, no matter what gambling you do, is just a beautiful thing. Like, there are how many games in one day that are very meaningful? Anytime there are a lot of meaningful basketball games in one day, I'm a fan. That's all I care about.
Fair point. Should Jay King, basketball fan.
Just make note that I screwed up by bringing two mics instead of three. So if there are times where somebody is off mic, that's my fault. But I think
it's fine. I mean, compared for the audio that this podcast has put out over the years, the game and post-game shows where I was doing it just from
construction the jackhammering
site, the TD Garden.
That was wild.
And
usually
the fans out there just had to accept it as a part of the show and stuck with it and still listened. Shouts to the listener gods, to borrow a phrase. Because my God, that was frustrating.
That was wild. I mean, it felt like they were jackhammering like right next to you. But you were up in the halo.
I was up in the halo. But there's times I try to escape down low, but that's when they're like the guys are putting together the rafters and the noises of the guys backing up on the trucks. No matter what, it was horrendous audio quality.
That was
quality audio quality.
We did have a stretch. We had a bad stretch where an app that I was using updated and just totally screwed up. And then for like weeks, the audio was just horrendous. And I just could not figure. I tried like four different things, couldn't get it to work. It was the most frustrating part of my life because and people were pissed. I have so many DMs like, hey man, I work in audio. If you need any help, I mean, I work in television.
Audio is one half of this. I know. I should
know this, but just because it was, I think Skype had updated, and we record all of these shows when we're in different places over Skype. You need something to record, and then people were pissed. Like, you should never use Skype. What are you doing using Skype? Like, it's some sort of capital offense.
I can remember we used to record, and Corrales would think everything was good, and then I would get a call back, usually on Skype, and Corrales would be like, fuck, motherfuck, this fucking thing didn't work. And that was like only a week. It was only like a week it happened. But it was. It seemed every day it didn't work out, because whatever
I tried program like five used, different things
to record in the past was no longer a feasible approach.
Oh my God.
And it was incredible.
Oh, yeah. We can look back on it now and laugh.
We had to record all over again every night, but it was well worth it.
The second podcast, you try to hit the same jokes, you try to say the same things, it's always terrible.
It's the second podcast is fine for refining your points, but if you're trying to get jokes off, you can't.
That's
like
literally everything. That's all I do. I have such imposter syndrome when it comes to like actual basketball analysis. I'm in it for the jokes. I try to. I feel like I said this early on. I'm in it for the comedy.
I'm gonna get up and get more beers.
Respect.
That's when we go to a break for these sponsors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Yeah, well, we crushed a 12-pack of Sam October, and then we had some leftover beers. That's about the point where we stopped and actually decided to talk some Celtics and do our annual pick every game podcast. So we did that, and that's going to happen tomorrow and Wednesday. So you still get two more podcasts with me and Jay and Jam. Tomorrow, I'll do another intro because we're just going to pick it up midstream. We just started again. Again, I'm cutting down basically 100 minutes of audio. So this is one podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're picking every game. Jay gets a little nuts. I'll just say that. We're a few beers into the night, and Jay really kind of leans into it. So that's going to be the Tuesday-Wednesday show. I hope that you have enjoyed this. It's not a podcast that I ever really wanted to do. I don't know what the future holds. I don't think this is the last time we're ever going to get together again, because like I said in the show, we live 10 minutes from each other. We're all friends. It's just that they're doing a different thing now. And it is very much like the NBA, where we played on a team and now we're playing on different teams, and we'll see how long we play on different teams. So until then, I hope you just can watch both teams and listen to both podcasts. So please subscribe to our podcast if you haven't. If you have, I'd love a 5-star rating. It's really going to be a little bit more of an evolution, but it's growth, I think. And when you think about where we all came from, Jay and I are bloggers. We started our own sites. We did our own thing. We became reporters and we became podcasters. And now we're each podcasting on a major network. Locked On has grown into a major podcast network. The Athletic is a major journalism network. They're launching podcasts now, but The Athletic is huge. We are doing these things and it's part of the growth. And it sucks. I'm sure that some of you are probably going to stop listening to Locked On Celtics. And there's nothing I can do to stop that. I hope that you continue to hang on and listen to see what the next iteration of it is. But I know it's just how it is that some of you are going to go away. And I'm sorry for that. And enjoy. If you only want to listen to Jay, if you only want to listen to Sam, I get it. I totally get it. It's, you know, nothing's 100% universal. If you don't like me, if you don't like just hearing me and all that, that's cool. I get it. So thanks for listening. If you are looking forward to the next step of what Locked On Celtics is going to be, then I hope you subscribe. Give us that 5-star rating. Give us that good review. We're back tomorrow with more of this wild show, the farewell, the 3-episode farewell of Locked On Celtics with the Rain and Jays. So stick around for more on that tomorrow. This has been Locked On Celtics here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Rain and Jays.